Random House Audio presents Machine Man by Max Berry. Read for you by Sean Renette. Chapter 1. As a boy, I wanted to be a train. I didn't realize this was unusual, that other kids played with trains, not as them. They liked to build tracks and have trains not fall off them. Watch them go through tunnels. I didn't understand that. What I liked was pretending my body was 200 tons of unstoppable steel, imagining I was pistons and valves and hydraulic compressors. "You mean robots," said my best friend Jeremy. "You want to play robots?" I had never thought of it like that. Robots had square eyes and jerky limbs and usually wanted to destroy the Earth. Instead of doing one thing right, they did everything badly. They were general purpose. I was not a fan of robots. They were bad machines. I woke and reached for my phone, and it was not there. I groped around my bedside table, fingers sneaking between novels I didn't read anymore because once you start e-reading, you can't go back. But no phone. I sat up and turned on my lamp. I crawled underneath the bed in case my phone had somehow fallen in the night and bounced oddly. My eyes were blurry from sleep, so I swept my arms across the carpet in hopeful arcs. This disturbed dust, and I coughed. But I kept sweeping. I thought, have I been burgled? I felt like I would have woken if someone had tried to swipe my phone. Some part of me would have realized.